C100 presents the biggest hits of the year. The top 100 of 2001. 2001. We were conditioned to expect 2001, A Space Odyssey. Instead, we got The Year of Living Dangerously and Osama, Where Art Thou?
The skyline of the city of New York today is now permanently changed.
Two planes crashing into the World Trade Center.
It's pretty much rush hour time that this took place this morning.
We have several hundred casualties here.
I'm in shock.
America will never be the same after September 11th, 2001.
When old man 2001 goes out, baby 2002 comes in. Expect a delay while security at the door checks inside the diaper. 2001. It was the year Halifax opened its heart and held out its hand. And America said, it's nice to be with family. Can you imagine a single American passenger from September who was not cheering for St. Mary's to win the Vanier Cup?
The St. Mary's Huskies, unbeaten, untied, unstoppable, and for the first time in 28 years, undisputed national champion.
It's hard to believe now that we ever cared about J-Lo and P. Diddy, Gary Condit, Bob Patterson, the XFL, or Al Gore. 2001. The Beatles won, was number one. For the first time, Survivor wasn't. David Letterman convinced us it was okay to laugh again. Harry Potter convinced us it was okay to fly again.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
Blue Rodeo, O-Town, Sugar Jones, David Usher, Jesse Cook, Chantel Kreviazuk, and Bruce Guthrie all played Halifax. And Halifax played whatever city movie directors wanted it to be.
You need somebody to cover the shipping news. I need a reporter.
We said hello to Alicia Keys. Goodbye to George Harrison.
My sweet Lord.
Mr. Dress-Up and Jack Lemmon.
My Lord.
Thank God for Rudy Giuliani.
If you feel very emotional, very strongly about this, there are going to be times in which people just cry. But they have to be able to, as best they can, get back to work, get back into normal life, and also stop being afraid.
From the movie Shrek to the movie Drek, from the TV prefab to the celebrity rehab, we look back and realize that possibly the real number one song of the year could have been God Bless America.
USA! USA! I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you.
Yeah!
And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, beginning now with number 100, The Music's No Good Without You from Cher. This is the C100 Top 100 of 2001.